While we ate our crunchy dills that afternoon, Papa Pete tried to talk me into pitching for the yellow team. I said no. With or without monkey socks, a guy knows his limits. Now, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you before, but I have learning challenges. Certain things in school are, like, really hard for me. Reading, math, spelling. And certain things out of school, they're really hard for me, too, like throwing and catching. There are so many things to concentrate on, my mind just sort of goes blank. My mind and my hands don't seem to like each other much. I'll tell you, they sure don't listen to each other. I'm not bad at all sports. My best sport is archery, which I did at camp last summer. I even won a master archery pin for hitting 10 bullseyes in a row. Too bad I don't live in Robin Hood's time. I would have been such a cool dude, running around in those green tights, shooting off my bow and arrow to protect people. Cool dudes with bows and arrows aren't too welcome on the Upper West Side of Manhattan these days. After Papa Pete left, I went to my room to study for my social studies test. I was lying on my bunk bed with my earphones on and my book on the Hopi Indians open next to me. There was a really interesting picture of the oldest house in America that was built for the chief of the Hopi over 1,000 years ago. I stared at the picture, thinking about all the things they didn't have way back then. Toilets, skateboards, striped toothpaste, cell phones, Pop-Tarts. Of course, even if they did have Pop-Tarts, they couldn't have eaten them because they didn't have toasters either. Hank, how many times do I have to call you? I heard my father yelling through the earphones. He tapped me on the shoulder and I nearly jumped out of my skin. Hey, don't do that, Dad. You scared me. I've been calling you for the last 5 minutes, he said. I'm studying. With earphones on, he said. You shouldn't be listening to music while you're studying. How many times do I have to tell you that? I'm not listening to music, I said. Here, listen for yourself. I handed my dad the earphones and he put them on.
What is this? He asked.
It's Dr. Berger, reading from our social studies book. Dr. Berger is the learning specialist at my school, and she works with me sometimes to figure out how I can best study my way. She is really nice and doesn't think I'm even a little bit stupid. She recorded some Hopi facts for me to listen to, I told my dad. She thinks maybe they'll stick in my head better if I listen to them while I look at the book at the same time.
Sounds like that would be more confusing, my dad said. If the TV is on when I'm doing a crossword puzzle, I can't concentrate on either of them.
It's working for me, Dad, I said. I know so much about the Hopi that I didn't know 10 minutes ago. Like, did you know?
Save it for the table, my dad interrupted. Dinner's ready.
What are we having?
I always ask that question with some fear, and I have good reason for that, too. My mom is what you call an experimental cooker.
At her deli, the Crunchy Pickle, her goal is to bring lunch meats into the 21st century. So instead of making salami and corned beef the regular way, she makes them out of tofu and soy and a bunch of other low-fat, low-taste things. At home, our kitchen is her science lab. I'm not kidding. She'll whip up a leek and soy milk souffle at the drop of a hat and then throw in a side of mock tuna with bean sprouts just for fun. Most of her dishes taste like what I imagine paper tastes like.
It looks like lasagna, my dad whispered, but I don't know what Mom has planted under the top layer of noodle. I do know this. The noodles are made from wheatgrass.
Do we have to mow them before we eat them? I asked.
That made my dad laugh, which is not something that happens every day, or even every week, so I really enjoyed it.